Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting second. The shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Roger Ripos. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buck Rogers. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McLaughlin. Pitching for the California Angels, Jim McLaughlin. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin fires to first and picks off McGraw. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Berry, who is chasing the ball. Fregosi reaches third base with a triple. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Colavito for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Horlan moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin strikes out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Roger Repos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos is 0 for 1 in the game. Repos hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Horland scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogers for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0 for 1 in the game. Horland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Horland moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horland scores. Agee moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Repos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hall, who is chasing the ball. McCraw reaches third base with a triple. Agee scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCraw scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Clyde Wright now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Clyde Wright. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnstone for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Fregosi hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Kelso now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford pinch runs for Rocky Colavito. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen bunts in front of the plate. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. Bradford moves to second. One out. K. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horlan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Ripos moves to second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-2 in the game. Knoop hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. AG hits a fly ball into center field. Ripos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Rogers and he is safe. Buford steals second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Locke now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boyer strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Tom Satriano pinch hits for Bobby Locke. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Satriano hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Cimino now pitching. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 3 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roger Ripoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripoz is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripoz hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and California Angels, 0. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.